Voices of WWI Chris Radio Project Kickoff. By State Archivist Lizette Pelletier. Project Launch March 6, 2016 in the Museum of CT History. From left to right, Secretary of the State Denise Merrill, Director of Education and Rehabilitation Brian Sigman, Chris Radio Executive Diane Weaver Dunn, Chris Radio Chairman Paul A. Young, U.S. World War I Centennial Commissioner John Monahan, Education Consultant Steve Armstrong, and State Librarian Kendall Wigan. Picture credit, Chris Radio. Chris Radio logo. Ideal Group logo. CT State Library logo. National Archives, National Historical Publications Records Commission logo. On March 20, 2017, state officials, historians, archivists, educators, and Chris Radio, Connecticut Radio Information System, board, staff, and volunteers gathered in Memorial Hall of the Museum of Connecticut History to launch a collaborative pilot project called Voices of World War I. Chris Radio, the Connecticut State Library, and Ideal Group have worked together over the past 2 years to develop a first-of-its-kind service to provide access to historic records and documents through human-narrated recordings for individuals who are blind or unable to read due to other print disabilities. The goal of this project is to demonstrate that archives and libraries can provide these individuals with access to the same historic documents that other students, researchers, and citizens have enjoyed. Financial support for this project is provided in part by the, which is the funding arm of the National Archives and Records Administration NARA in Washington, D.C. National Historic Publication and Records Commission NHPRC. Because the project coincided with the centenary commemoration of WWI, State Archives staff along with the project's advisory committee selected more than 100 historic WWI-era documents from the State Library's extensive archival and government documents collection, including servicemen's diaries and letters to home, government pamphlets such as Cutting Your Meat Bills with Milk, and selections of articles published in Connecticut newspapers from the era. The staff also selected a number of the military service questionnaires that State Librarian George S. Goddard developed and collected during 1920 to 1930 from veterans and family members of those who died in combat that captured their memories and feeling about their service. Staff from the State Library's Connecticut in WW1 project scanned the documents. Other staff and volunteers provided transcripts of handwritten materials. Chris Radio volunteers then recorded each item as the person writing would have read it aloud. Careful attention was paid to pronunciation. The audio files are available on the Chris website. http://chrisradio.org. As part of the launch celebration, State Archives staff put a selection of the documents recorded in two display cases in Memorial Hall. Chris staff provided for each of the documents QR codes developed for its trademark museum service. Visitors are able to use their smartphones to listen to the human narrated recording for each document while they are viewing it in the case. Chris Access. The project also included the development of new technologies to help teachers, librarians, and archivists render hard copy historical documents into accessible formats for individuals with print disabilities as well as make them searchable. The new technology tools were developed by Ideal Group, an Ohio-based company that makes accessible mobile applications for people with disabilities. Following the launch celebration, Ideal Group President Steve Jacobs and Chris Radio Executive Director Diane Weaver Dunn demonstrated the new technology to members of the and interested State Library staff members at the State Library 75 Van Block Avenue facility. At the end of the grant, the tools will be made available free of charge to archives, libraries, and other institutions to allow them to expand accessibility of their collections. Connecticut State Historical Records Advisory Board. As the project progressed, educators on the project advisory committee realized that the recordings will also benefit classroom teachers by bringing history alive for their students. Rather than just reading about an event or viewing static images, students will be able to hear a letter, diary, or other contemporary account read aloud. To listen to recordings, go to and click on. For more on the State Library's WWI collections and events, visit the Connecticut in the Great War website at or the State Library's website at http://chrisradio.org. Voices of WWI. http://ctinworldwar1.org. http://ctstatelibrary.org. Voices of WWI Marketing Flyer.